When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Unless you're there, the air. I won't burn unless you're there, you're there.
Yeah, right back at it on The Fan in New York. Inside the 10 o'clock hour, that means I only have 2 hours left to talk to all you lovely people on air. 888-808-1019. Paulie just dropped some 50 cent on you for Queens. You know, the best first pitch ever in Queens. No, that's Grimace. Keith McPherson on The Fan, taking your calls. Let's get back to it so that everybody can get on. Thanks for holding. Dominic in East Rochester, my guy, you're back.
Keith McPherson, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm going to get off this speaker.
Okay. You're doing better than Anthony Rizzo, Giancarlo Stanton, Gleyber Torres had the groin injury for a day.
Well, you know, one guy's the third guy on my list, but as long as you've gone there, I'll go there too, okay? Stanton. Now, we've been pretty happy with Stanton this year. And, you know, he always gets a pass from the fans because he's a good guy. He's a nice guy. But you know something, Keith? He's soft. He is soft, this guy. I mean, you can't even run. He's a major league baseball player, and he can't even run.
I think he's tough. He just got soft tissue issues. This guy is one false step away. It is incredible to be, like, he's I don't know. I can't even put it into words. I was there when he came around and people started talking, hey, Trent Grisham is up. I was sitting right there. I'm like, what the? Why is Trent Grisham? Please don't tell me that just going home, Stanton got hurt.
Let me ask you this, Keith. You've been in the Yankee clubhouse, no doubt, right?
I haven't stepped foot in it, but my eyes have. I was close. I just was scared. I don't think I belonged in there.
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't want to embarrass you. But anyway, there must be a weight room, right? There must be a weight room.
Yeah, there's all that down there. It's actually ridiculous. They redid all of it. I got to go back. Get the full tour.
I mean this in all seriousness, Keith. Lock the weight room and put
it's not beer taps or something. Because he slimmed down. He was a little leaner. He wasn't as bulky. What it is, that's why I said, does this guy not have a full-on stretch routine, right?
It's not just him, though, Keith. How about the kid in AAA? The kid in AAA. We're waiting for him to come up next week.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
And, you know, he's down again.
Fans are already saying Dominguez is going to be injury prone his whole year. He's built like a linebacker. He's muscle bound.
That's what I'm talking about. The weight room.
We already went through this, Dominic. You remember when shout out to Stevie Donahue, who I finally got to meet on John Sterling Day. But back in like 2019, next man up, that after that year, they fired the training staff, the medical staff, the weight training coach.
Listen,
it's unavoidable.
Correct me
it's bad
if I'm
luck.
Wrong.
Not, I don't know.
I'm telling you, you go back to Maris Mantle. I know I'm going back a long ways. Maris Mantle, Scour, and those. And honest to God, the only thing that those guys lifted were beer glasses. I'm telling you, this weightlifting is bad for the ball players. I don't care what anybody says.
I just think that.
Listen, you had a.
He's gone. Like whether he lifts weights or not. His body is gone. Like, his legs are gone, Dom. Thanks for the call. Like, and I don't want to pile on Giancarlo Stanton. Even Meredith asked him, you know, like, what are your feelings towards this? It happens every year. My feelings don't matter. I got to sit down for a little while. I got to take care of it. Let's hope that he comes back from it sooner rather than later. It is super frustrating. Not because of the money. I don't care about his contract. I don't care what he makes. I don't care about the stupid contract that the Marlins put together. And the Yankees inherited, and the Marlins pay. I don't care about that. What I care about is that this guy heard Brian Cashman call him out about being hurt. I guess being hurt is a part of his game, or injuries is a part of his game, whatever, however it was said. And he took it personal. And he worked. He changed his diet, I guess. He changed his maybe he did some yoga. But it's like, when I was there at the game Saturday, sitting right by the dugout, and I saw this whole thing go down, I'm like, okay, he's just a DH. I remember a couple years ago when he was playing in the field, it was like, oh, he's got to get a lather going. Oh, put him in right field. He was an MVP right fielder. He's got to be in the game. No, he was having a good year this year just hitting. And some days Judge DHing and him resting, it was going well. Is he just staying stagnant in the dugout before he hits? I was on air filling in for Susan Waldman. And my call, right, the Friday night, he hit the ball off the wall. And then the second ball, he hit out. So then Saturday, when I'm calling the game, and I actually talked to him as my Susan Waldman star of the game Friday night, and I asked him, yo, what did you see? Did you go and look like at the video, or did you look at your swing? What did you do in between at bats that you powered the next one out? The first one was short. The next one you powered out. He said, oh, I just had to do some push-ups in between. Whether that was a joke or not, they do have batting cages, weight room, medicine balls, all that type of stuff right past the club, right, or right past the dugout. When you walk through that door, when you see them disappear, I've been in there now. It's all right there. I'm like, could there be some stretching, some warm-ups, do some squats, some lunges, something before you go hit and get on base? Or, like, is standing at second base enough to make your bones and your muscles just, like, tighten up and be I don't know. It is, it's crazy. It's unfortunate. It's the gauntlet. You're playing better teams. And injuries have hit, you're 80 games in, and this gauntlet is revealing a lot about what you thought about the New York Yankees. Alex is in Bethel, Connecticut. Alex, you're on the Fan.
Pearson, what's up, man? How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. Thanks for checking in.
Well, I saw that you commented on this tweet about how Papelbon is now going to hit the under for Stanton's ill-fated injury. Tweet he made an Instagram post, and it just like it made my blood boil.
Papelbon is a retired loser hater that like nobody likes and is looking for attention as a podcaster. Go on, I'll cook Papelbon. Thanks for bringing that up.
Comment I left under your comment, you'll get what I'm saying too. But like, you know, the slump the Yankees are in now, like, you know, hard times, they make hard people. So hopefully we'll go into July, August, September, you know, still have these scars. These guys will, you know, improve, see where they went wrong with these teams and hopefully get better. But if they just blew through these teams and then face real hard competition in September, October, it might not go the way we wanted to. So I'd rather get it out of the way now.
Yep.
See these guys go through some tough times, you know.
Before the deadline, before the All-Star break, before the dog days.
Like, you know, with Stanton going out, like, you know, the last caller said, this guy can't even run. Well, he's been, this whole season, he's been productive. He's been 18 home runs. He's been doing his thing. Now that he's injured, it's unfortunate. He does get injured a lot, unfortunately. But we're Yankees fans. So whoever they put in there next, that's who we should be worried about. Not just kicking this man when he's down. I'm sure he wants to be in the lineup.
It's not the time for that. It's not the time to rag on Giancarlo Stanton. What my stance on it is just, I can't understand it. It's professional athletics. It is Major League Baseball. He is a freak athlete, one of the best hitters ever. He can't even run. He can't, like, and Saturday I was on. Thanks for the call, Alex, and I'll get to Papelbon in a second. Saturday I was on, and I said, I don't want him to run. I'm not looking for him there was a point earlier in the season, I forget who we were playing, where he slid funny. I was like, I don't even want him doing that. At this point, you are just the DH. At this point, we need you to hit home runs. At this point, we need you to drive in runs and be clutch. And at this point, having you bat forfeit, like, it had been working out. The scheduled rest. I talked about him being the only one that gets the scheduled rest. It sucks. It is what it is. But this isn't a time to to bag on Giancarlo Stanton. He'll be back, and we'll need him. But in the interim, next man up. Guys got to step up. Trent Grisham, Jamai Jones, J.D. Davis, Ben Rice. Yikes. Jonathan Papelbon was not even that good when he played. And he's just got the attitude and arrogance of someone that no one wants to be around. And shout out to my guys at Foul Territory, the baseball podcast, one of the best baseball podcasts out there, Scott Braun, Eric Kratz, AJ Przinski, Todd Frazier, before he was doing all this Yes Network stuff. Todd was popping in with them. I've been on their podcast a couple of times. Great guys. Great podcast. But they featured Jonathan Papelbon, and I can tell he's just looking for attention. You know why? Because I've got more Twitter followers than him. He's got 23.2 Twitter followers. He's trying to get his numbers up. He's trying to be a media man. He's basically saying things for clickbait, to troll, and get attention. Get your followers up organically, bro. Why are you going at Giancarlo Stanton? You wouldn't go at Giancarlo Stanton to his face. You're not like that. Even with a bum hamstring, you wouldn't talk to Mike Stanton, as you called him. You wouldn't talk to him like that. So it's funny to put out a tweet that says, finally, Stanton goes on the IL. This is what my under in his home run total for the year needed. I knew he couldn't go all year without landing on the IL. Is this 8-9 years in a row? Take your time, Mike. I mean, Giancarlos. Don't need to rush back. Just remember, like, if you're going to be in the media and you're going to start popping up at, like, all-star game, postseason, different, like, you're going to run into him. You're going to run into me. You're going to run into everybody. So, like, doing the internet thing that people do, the internet is one thing. Twitter is one thing. That online stuff is one thing. But then you could get easily checked. And I don't think you're like that, Papelbon. I already saw young Bryce Harper and you scrapping, and you talked about that recently. And you talked about how you tried to call this whole team meeting and how you talked for 20 minutes and nobody said anything. Yeah, because nobody rocks with you. Moral of the story is you need to do less and say less. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the phone with Brad in Middletown. Brad, you got it, bro.
Hey, how you doing there, Big Mac?
I'm all right. How are you?
Another day at the office. Listen. I have no idea why they wouldn't got J.D. Davis. He was a reject from Oakland. He can't hit worth a darn. UB has a good glove at first base. But the bottom line is Cashman and Boone are bringing in these old-time players. I regret he's 31 years old. But they're bringing in players to supplement an injured guy when they got a farm system full of young talent, which in the past have made a difference for them. Like last year, when they brought up Dominguez, they brought up Florial.
The season was over.
Somebody else. Yeah, but they went 22-10.
The season was over.
Those young guys.
And these young guys are unproven, Brad. These young guys aren't really ready. I have no problem with the J.D. Martinez acquisition. It's not going to cost you anything. And I actually was on last week saying, who do you want, him or Jose Abreu, who was out there? Like, I don't know. I think Ben Rice has been good. And let me put some respect on him. He's been putting bat to ball as a young man this first week coming into this gauntlet. He's been impressive. But I don't know. I think also you keep those guys in the farm system because trade deadline's coming. And you know what they're going to ask for when Brian Cashman gets on the phone. They're going to ask for your top prospects. And Cashman needs to fleece and finesse some teams this year. Thanks for the call. But what are we talking about? J.D. Davis, former Met. Go look up his numbers. I got to pull up the Yankees sent out, and the Yankees always send out like little, you know, stat sheets and, you know, at a glance and little numbers and things for media members. When I looked at his numbers, I'm like, this guy, he's better than DJ LeMahieu right now. He's sitting better. Like, he's out in Oakland playing for the Oakland A's. Bring him back to New York. We don't know what he's going to be. And the timing of it is because we're walking into the Subway Series. So, I don't know. I don't really mind the acquisition of J.D. Davis. He's a veteran player versus these young guys who I don't know how so many of you think that what happens in the minor leagues just transfers to me. It doesn't. There's so many, like, do you not watch all of these guys that we're like, oh, Oswald Peraza is tearing it up in AAA, another homer. Then he comes up here and he bats 188. So no, I'm not with you on that. Especially if J.D. Martinez might actually make more of an impact than J.D. Davis in the next 2 days, but especially if J.D. Davis makes an impact in these next 2 days as like a revenge type of thing, or just going through the motions again, or a full circle moment, universe never connects, back in City Field, back, who knows? Who knows? I have no problem with J.D. Davis being on this team right now. You have problems. You have multiple problems. Rizzo was ineffective, and Rizzo is hurt. You have a rookie in Ben Rice, and maybe they're going to platoon him, and he's going to hit against lefties, and DJ LeMay is going to, but DJ LeMay hasn't been good. So let's see. Davis, age 31, hit 236, 29 for 123 with 12 runs, 4 doubles, 4 homers, 5 ribbies, blah, 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 in Oakland this season. I take that with a grain of salt because it's the Oakland A's. Who wants to be playing for them? They're in flux right now. They're going to Sacramento, then Vegas. This is a guy who played for the Astros, the Mets, the Giants, the Athletics. And if he's got something left in the tank, he knows that this is his opportunity to show it. I'm not hating on J.D. Davis. Help. Please help us. Let's go to Chicago. Pete, you're on The Fan in New York. What you got?
Keith, what's up? First time in Chicago from Jersey. Huge fan, and love seeing you out in the bleachers supporting this year.
Hey, appreciate it. Chicago is amazing, man. There was a time where I thought I could move there. I love Chicago. I haven't been back.
Yeah.
It's a great city.
Summer.
Oh, summertime shy. Summertime shy. Yes, you can't beat it, man. Lakeshore Drive.
Yes, sir. For sure. So I got what might be a controversial take. But I think I'm going to say the elephant in the room. I haven't really heard many people have this conversation yet. But I think it's time to have the conversation that Boone needs to go. We're at that point in the cycle. We love Shaggy. Boone. We hate Scooby. Boone.
Boone needs to go.
We find Boone. Fire Boone. It's time, Keith. Let's get rid of him. We need some new blood. He's the same guy as Girardi. Come on.
Okay.
He's gonna keep rolling out DJ LeGrand out and Anthony Rizz out. We're screwed.
He can only roll out the guys that he's got on the roster.
I get where I'm first, Keith, but dude, I think we need some new blood.
It's a first place team. This is a team with the best record in baseball. This is a team that everybody was looking at. The Yankees are back. And just a couple weeks ago, I was telling you guys Boone is safe. It's the last year of his contract. He's going to get another one. He goes nowhere, no matter what happens.
But dude, he's going nowhere for the next 10 years. We didn't even make the playoffs last year, and he got extended. Like, the guy's job is safe for life. I don't know why. I don't know why no one's putting the heat on him at all. Like, I get we're a first place team, but there's a lot of holes that we got to figure out.
Does he make his mistakes? Sure. When you're looking at the series against the Orioles with Brandon Hyde and some of the things that went on, and you know Boone had to step out the first game to go to his son's graduation, which he obviously should, and that's the only game that the Yankees were able to win. But Boone is a good manager, and these guys love him. They want to play for him. The captain of the Yankees, he's an Aaron Boone guy. Aaron Judge is an Aaron Boone guy. I'm telling you, from what I know, from being around Booney as well, and Booney's been solid to me, and that has nothing to do with it. But like, I've gotten the opportunity now to interview Boone, to be around Boone, and even when I got to be on the field filling in for Susan Waldman, Boone said a couple things to me. Like, Boone is not the problem. Boone is not going anywhere.
All right, fair enough. I mean,
I know we're all grasping at straws right now because the Yankees are losing games. I was expecting them to lose games this month. I wasn't expecting them to sweep. I wasn't expecting them to win every single series against good teams. I wasn't expecting them to stay 100% healthy. I wasn't expecting guys to not slump. It's baseball. It's going to catch you at some point. But Aaron Boone has these guys' backs, whether it's Marcus Stroman, whether it's Juan Soto, whether it's Aaron Judge. These guys want to play for him. He's a baseball lifer. And no matter what happens this season, he was hand-selected by Brian Cashman. He goes nowhere, I'm telling you. Who else do you want? So you want Brad Ausmus to be the manager?
No, I just want some new blood. I don't have an answer for you right there. But
yeah, new blood is not the answer for this group. Pete, thanks for the first time call. Enjoy the summer out there in Chicago. Lollapalooza coming up. Good times. It's not Boone's fault. Out of all the things that I can come up with, I can come up with 20 things right now before I point to Aaron Boone. And I like, as much as you guys want to say, Aaron Boone doesn't know how to manage the bullpen has been cheeks. Nobody can manage these guys. Aaron Boone, oh, what's this lineup? Jamai Jones batting fifth. Listen, bro, like, come on, yo. Come on. We got to be better. You guys give no credit to Aaron Boone when he bats Trent Grisham fifth and the Yankees beat the Dodgers. And even Jamai Jones had that triple and, like, had the only little bit of a spark. Like, it's not Boone's fault. Boone can only work with who he has. And, you know, in the beginning of the year, you guys weren't giving him any credit for, I don't know, letting Luis Gil go a little longer. You weren't giving him any credit for some of the guys that came out of the bullpen and got the job done. It's just like, okay, when they struggle, it's Aaron Boone's not good enough. Brian Cashman's got to go. Hal Steinbrenner's got to sell the team. Please stop it. Please.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Okay, we're back. Thanks for holding. Thanks for waiting. Let's continue to roll through these calls, like I said, and I will bring in some Mets conversation before we end the night. I know I'm a Yankee fan, and Yankee fans want to call the fan and talk about the Yankees, and I even put out on my Twitter, obviously we had Howie Rose in here, and there was a lot of Mets energy. I said, we need some Yankee energy tonight going into these games. The Yankees can win both of these games. The Yankees need to win both of these games. Call me up and tell me how you feel. Now, I understand if you feel a way about Aaron Boone or Juan Soto or Giancarlo Stanton. But the thing about baseball is it's every day. Today is an off day. It's a reset day. And playing in Queens is a home away from home. There will be a ton of Yankee fans in attendance. I think the Creatures were just talking in the chat earlier. We're all monitoring ticket prices. It's around $65, $75 for standing room only. That's not bad if you really want to go. We'll see what those prices turn into tomorrow. But, you know, I just look at this Yankees team as they still have guys that can carry. They still have guys that can hit timely hits and home runs and pitch. But what will the Mets do? I think the Mets have more to prove right now. I think the Mets are trying to get, obviously, up to 500 right now. I think the Mets run right now, some folks are still looking at like, let's see what happens here now that Diaz is out. Let's see what happens now. Like I jokingly said before, the Yankees have lost this month to good teams. Are the Mets a good team? I think they can be. I think they can definitely score. I think they can definitely put up runs if their pitching holds up. Like, this is a collision course between the Yankees, who we know are a good team, but they're not the team that was stacking all of these wins. And how important was it stacking these wins before June? And this Mets team, who's slightly different, but now they've come along. You know, beating the Cubs doesn't impress me that much. I heard Evan refer to them as a peer-tier team. Beating the Rangers in their place, especially going in there with the win streak and continuing it to take that series, that was a little more impressive. The Padres, they're another peer-tier team as far as high payroll, high expectations. Not really matching that with their play. Beating the Marlins, like, you know, not for nothing. Who have the Mets beat in this, you know, recent 2 weeks that makes you think that they're going to dominate the Yankees or even take two from the Yankees? I'm on the record saying I think it's going to be a split. I think it's going to split in Queens and then split in the Bronx. And who knows what is, you know, what the teams are going to look like by the time they get to the Bronx. But that's what happens. Either we split the season series where the team takes two at home or on the road, or the team takes one the first game, the other team takes the next. I expect a split. I expect a super mid off. I think that's what I was calling it last year, the mid-summer classic. The midway series.
Is it fair to say that right now the Mets are just playing better baseball than the Yankees? I'm not saying they're the better.
No, they definitely are.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're the better team, but right now.
When you watch them, yes.
June 24th, the Mets are.
Last night on the main stage, there's no other game on. Lindor, Nimmo, Vientos, Severino. That's my guy. Well, yeah. He was. But I'm proud of Sevy. I love to watch that. I love to see Sevy go out there. And dude, like, I had to head into the city for NBC, so I couldn't really watch. But I'm like, Sevy's striking them out. Seve's got some swag. Seve's got a look about him. Good. Good. And the conversation, and this is, you know, we'll start getting some Mets calls in. The conversation about trading Severino, for why? For what?
I think if David Stearns thinks that they can't win, then you're probably trading Severino, Minaya, J.D. Martinez. I think you're just...
Because Christian Scott is coming back, and you have Kodai Senga
for the starting
under contract.
Pitching,
and
for the pitching, we actually have a ton of depth in the minor leagues. So maybe if they move J.D. Martinez, that's obviously the white flag. But I don't... That's why the trade deadline is going to be so interesting for the Mets. And what David Stearns thinks this team can be, and does he want to build for the future?
Don't break up the band.
Because for me... No half measures. I either want more pieces or I want to sell pieces. I don't want to keep this team the same way. I want to add to make it better, or if you think that the Mets can't be better, then I want you to sell off pieces to get young assets.
Well, here comes the test. You got two at home against the Yankees, the whole city and beyond watching, and then you have the Houston Astros coming to town, who, shout out to the Houston Astros, just when everybody was saying that the Orioles are the new Houston Astros standing in the way of the Yankees, the Houston Astros go out and sweep the Orioles over the weekend. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, what's doing?
I'm watching, you know, these final minutes of Game 7, wondering if Connor McDavid and the Oilers can just, like, miraculously do something to, I don't know, I think it's the Panthers. I think the Panthers got it.
I just wonder, as a Rangers fan, which team do, which, well, me not being a Rangers fan, but how do you think which makes Ranger fans?
I think Rangers fans want to see the Panthers lose. I think every Rangers fan is mad about how the Panthers dominated them, and they do not want to see them win the cup. They want them to have the same pain that they had. They'd rather see the Oilers win.
If the Oilers win, they can also say, oh, if we would have made it to the next round, then we could have won the cup.
Or they could say, we wouldn't have blown a 3-0 lead.
Wait, whatever it is. So, Keith, with the Mets, so before we get too into them, what do you think the one or two main things each team needs to get for the Mets and Yankees, one or two things that each team needs to get a sweep?
I don't think it will be a sweep, but for the Yankees to sweep, Gerrit Cole has to be an ace, Luis Gil has to be an ace, and they have been. A lot. We've seen that a lot. They can't get rocked. They can't give up runs. They have to go deep into the game. They have to give you 6-7 innings. This Yankees bullpen is in shambles. This Yankees bullpen is not reliable. I don't know what to expect from the Yankees bullpen. But with the hitters that the Mets have in that lineup, with Lindor going the way he's going, Nimmo, Alonso, J.D. Martinez, Francisco Alvarez, D.J. Stewart. Like, it has to be Cole dominating and Luis Gil dominate for the Yankees to sweep. And I have no worries about Volpe and Judge and Soto, Judge, even Glaber or J.D. David, whoever it is. I have no worries about them being able to get to Peterson and Minaya.
And then what about the Mets? The one or two things about them to need a sweep?
Yeah. They got a hit. I don't think it's going to be, I thought that was a goal. I don't think it's going to be a situation where they don't hit. I think there's going to be a lot of runs scored. For the Mets to sweep, they got to pitch. They got to hold down this Yankees lineup. And this Yankees lineup is a whole, they're going to hold themselves down if they keep playing like they've been playing. The Mets score runs. Every couple days, they put up double digits. Just in the last week, 11 runs, 14 runs, 11 runs. Like, they put up 11 on the Padres, 11 on the Rangers, 11 on the Cubs. The Yankees absolutely cannot have one of those games. And, I mean, you just saw the Orioles put up 17 on Luis Gil. I expect him to bounce back. And I expect Gerrit Cole to have a longer leash. So I think it's leaning towards, obviously, with the pitching matchup, the Yankees to, you know, have the better shot, but it's baseball. We don't know how it's going to go. And this Mets lineup has really come together with Lindor leading off and Alonso. I didn't even mention Alonso. I think I mentioned Alonso. Batting cleanup. Like, they have a lot of guys that can do damage, that can hit the ball out of the ballpark, that can get after you.
And then Keith also with Stanton, he's a major Mets killer. This is great that he's going to be out this series. He has his stats for them are there with Freddie Freeman and like Bryce Harper against the Mets.
I know he hits in that ballpark, And obviously when he was with the Marlins, he did that. But here we go, another Subway Series, and Giancarlo Stanton is missing this in Queens. He missed it in Queens in 2022. He's going to miss it again this time around.
Right, so that was great news. And then I'm also, with when I saw it happen with Diaz last night, I said, well, the Mets are going to have something Metsy happen to them, and at least, you know, it wasn't, you know, getting swept by a team or getting a team put up 20 on them. So anything was going to happen. I mean, yes, he's a great closer. He's been pitching well. But we don't even look. I'm just hoping that was just random, but he's pitching well, not because of all that extra stuff. But we'll have to see how he looks in 10 days, Keith.
Couldn't just have a solid night. Thanks for the call, Josh. Couldn't just have a Severino great performance, handed over to the bullpen. Edwin Diaz, come on. The Mets got to do something, Metsy, Josh says. Leading into the Subway Series, just had to do something. Good. It gives you an excuse. Gives you an excuse if the Yankees tattoo your bullpen. If you're starting pitchers, if David Peterson and Sean Manaea go out there and shove and the bullpen is shaky, you have a perfect excuse to be like, well, look, bullpen's hurt. Edwin Diaz is suspended. What do you expect? I don't know. I expect runs. I expect it to be high energy. And I expect the Yankees to bring it and the Mets to bring it because it's going to be a quote-unquote postseason-like atmosphere. And there's bragging rights on the line. It separates households and coworkers and neighbors. And it's fun. Mario, Long Beach, back on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith?
Not too much. So about 6.5 minutes left in the NHL season.
Ah. Good, good, good. Yeah, so the Yankees, I expect them to, because you just talked about the pitching today. Who's pitching? I mean, Severino and Gill over those two guys, it's a massive, they're massively better than those other two pitchers, you know? So I think they should actually sweep. You know, and if you look at the, so you got the Cy Young Award winner coming back, which is Cole, right?
Yep.
This Gill, except for the last start, he was, in his first 21 starts, he had the best batting average against in the last 100 years. You know, this guy looks like he's the real deal. I expect the Yankees to sweep. I'm a Yankee fan, but I really expect them to sweep.
I said the stage is set. The Yankees get to leave Yankee Stadium. They lost back-to-back series at Yankee Stadium. They lost the Dodgers series at Yankee Stadium. The stage is set. You got your best two arms going, and it's the Subway Series. If you need a little juice, I think the Yankees can sweep, but I expect a split because you can't predict baseball.
Great, and do you think that Judge and Soto? You know, what's a great thing about when you talked about Soto? Judge has 70 RBIs, right? If Soto wasn't on that team, he'd only have like 55.
Oh, I know it. I was on the Fan Saturday, race to Yankee Stadium. I'm coming through the gate, and I hear dun 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 dun. I look, and I'm like, Soto walked, Judge homered, and Judge homered, thinking he flew out. I'm like, the product of this walk merchant being on in front of Judge is Judge going to have more ribbies, and he's got more ribbies than he did at this time
and one
MVP
last thing,
season.
If I could say real quick about the end of about Soto, is in April when Judge wasn't hitting at all, he carried that team.
That's what I was saying.
They would have had a horrible record.
Caller asked if he could carry a team. I'm like, well, in the beginning of the year when Judge was struggling, yeah,
exactly.
It was like, yo.
Thanks for taking my call, buddy. Appreciate it.
No problem. It was like, yo, you got to pay Soto. Look at this guy. I mean, he was even doing, like, he had a throw to save a game. Man, early on in the season, he was clutch. I called one of his games against the White Sox where he had two homers. And then he came out the next week and had a two-homer game. And his style of play is infectious. Do not think I'm turning on Juan Soto by saying he's a walk merchant. He's one of the best ever. Someone said tonight, who do they compare him to? They compare him to Ted Williams. I saw another stat recently. He had like more walks than Mickey Mantle under the age of 27 or something like that. We're in a slump right now. We're in a period where we're losing right now. The walks aren't necessarily going to get it done. It's good to get on base, but we need you to drive the ball. We need you to hit the ball. We need you to hit the ball out. We need you to get on base in front of Judge. But I think Soto is supposed to be the type of guy that, like, okay, he missed the Dodgers series. He just got to play in the Orioles series, Braves series. He had a couple knocks in the Braves series, but, like, this is New York. This is the main stage. These are the two teams that are going to be chasing you in the offseason, right? Well, Mr. Soto, the stage is yours. Like, we're waiting for you. 888-808-1019. I expect him to show up. I expect him to homer in Citi Field. I expect him to, like, live in the moment and understand, hey, like, this is what I wanted. I've been here before with the Washington Nationals. I've been here before with the San Diego Padres. Now I'm in the Subway Series with the New York Yankees. All of New York here. Let's ride. All right, we got to take another break. I'm running out of time. And the Stanley Cup Final is coming to an end. I just sent Paulie the call that Dwayne from Union sent to me earlier, basically letting me know. He said he stole it. Bernard had a prank call on WFAN with Joe Beningo from all these years ago, like 1990, early 90s. And I'm like, let's see if we can clip that call and play a little bit before the end of the show. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
World Series over. Yankees win.
This happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, yeah. And just like that, we're back with about 3.5 minutes left to go in the third period of Game 7. Panthers still lead the Oilers 2-1. Oilers are frantically trying to tie it up. Force OT. Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking your calls on the Yankees and the Mets as we have another edition of the Subway Series. No matter what you think or I think, it's something. I think it's overhyped. I think there's no other region in baseball that cares as much and has so much conversation around an American League team versus a National League team playing two games in the middle of the week. But I understand. I get it. It brings out the casuals. It brings out the people that like to wear a Mets hat and a Yankees jersey. It brings old memories back to the forefront. It brings people together, but it also tear some households apart. Mom is a Mets fan. Dad is a Yankee fan. Your neighbor across the street, big Mets fan, you're a Yankee fan. Your coworker that you work next to is always talking to you about how, oh, look at the Mets. Here come the Mets. Just when your Yankees are falling off, see, I told you they weren't that good. We're going to get Juan Soto. Well, here he is, folks. We'll both get to watch him. Same field, same game. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Rich in Brick, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Keith, how you doing tonight?
Good, good. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, anytime. I've got a couple of points I want to make. And first, a little joke. There are three things constant in life that you can count on. That is, number one, death. Number two, taxes. And number three, if Giancarlo Stanton's going to get hurt and going to spend some time on the IL.
Ay, ay, ay. Yes. Yeah, the last 8 years, 7 years, 7 years since he's been a Yankee. Yeah.
Yeah. It is what it is. And, you know, I listen to everyone get on him, get on Boone. Are you watching the same games that we've been watching all year round? Boone's actually been doing an okay job. I only see him maybe blow one or two games that he could take the heat on. Stanton? He has a ridiculous OPS.
Yeah, thank you. That's what type of time I'm on. And Boone has even calmed down. He hasn't been getting ejected at the same rate. And I don't mind when he barked a little bit.
He barked a little bit.
Yeah, it was a borderline pitch with Stroman. He's stepping out there to step in between Soto and the umpire. I have no issue with Boone, and I have no issue with Giancarlo Stanton's performance. I just wish his legs weren't absolutely cooked, fried, finished.
I'm telling you, the most important person of the season right now, his turn is coming up. He's actually the next man up to make sure the job gets done.
Who's that?
And that's Cashman.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to do some things because during the past couple of weeks, there's some glaring holes. And while we're at it right now, in honor of the Subway Series, I'm going to throw something out to you. A trade that's rarely done, and that's between the Mets and the Yankees. Ready? All right. To the Mets, I'm shipping out from the Rail Riders Jeter Downs, Jake Cousins, and from the big league team, he just got called up, Ben Rice. Okay. Two players I want back in return are just rentals. And, you know, they're gone after this year, but they'll help us in the long run. Don't know if they'll do it, especially now with the Mets. But I want Alonso, and I want Seve back. Not as a starter, Seve, but 2021 Seve, where he came out of the bullpen and was like the long guy and spelled the people as well. He did phenomenal in that role. He knows New York, and he could get the job done.
Okay, so you're sending them an infielder, a right-handed pitcher, and a first baseman prospects for a proven power-hitting first baseman in Pete Alonso and a former Yankee who's healthy this year and having a resurgence, right-handed pitcher Luis Severino. I think
we
David
need
Stern
both
says
help.
No. I think David Stern says hell no.
I think so too, bud. You don't know unless you try. But seriously, DJ LeMay, who 188? That's not getting the job done. He's got
it. Pains me. I was such a big DJ fan. He fell completely off. Father Time is undefeated.
Yeah. He is lost at the plate. And ever since that foot injury right there, he hasn't been the same. But Father Time is always going to be undefeated at this point from there. And Rizzo, yeah, just keep him on the bench, pay him his salary for the rest of the year, let him be a coach. He's a leader, but he can't be playing first anymore.
Yeah,
he's a liability. But otherwise than that, go Florida. Hope they pull it off.
It'll be
excellent to see. And hope you have a good night, and blessings to you and your family.
Rich, thanks for the call. And, I mean, you know, we're going to do a bunch of trade talk here because this is an important deadline for the Yankees, of course, and the Mets for different reasons. The Yankees need to fill holes and shore up this team so that they can make a run to the World Series. And the Mets have to be thinking about their future and make a decision in a couple weeks whether they think their future is now as far as competing in the National League, competing in the wild card, which I don't think they're falling off completely. I think it's right there. Or if they think, this team's not good enough, let's do what we did last year, sell off some pieces and try and get some prospects and really build for the future as far as like next year and multiple years. 30 seconds to go here. Game 7. I mean, the Panthers fans, they can feel it. They can smell it down there in Sunrise, Florida. A 3-0 lead. Tick, 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 tick. Oh, now we should do this, Paulie, before we go to break. Do we have time to cue this up as this is going final here? That's it, bro. That's it. You know how this goes. You've watched enough hockey games. Win! Wow. For the first time ever in their franchise history, the Florida Panthers are your 2024 Stanley Cup champions. Paul, he just gave me a side eye.
McDavid, Draisaitl, Hyman, they all played like 12 minutes in the third period.
Yeah.
They had no gas that last shift when it was 6-on-5. They had nothing left in the tank. Down, coming back from a 3-0 deficit to force the game 7. You lose 2-1.
I love it. I love seeing teams win for the first time. The Vegas Golden Knights, great for them. The Panthers, great for them.
Great night for the NHL. And I was telling you, this had the potential, and it still might be, the biggest night in the history of the NHL. In a league that's over 100 years old, this might be the biggest night.
What else are you watching? Tennessee and Texas A&M, that game's over. I know there's baseball on, but in New York, there's no baseball on. I don't know how many people are locked in on, I don't know who's playing right now, the Padres. I'm not even paying attention to that. Let's queue up the call. So this morning on social media, and I don't watch First Take ever. When I wake up in the morning, I turn on BT and Sal. I'm usually up by 10. I'll try and jump on Twitch, sometimes talk to the chat, sometimes not. I never start my day with ESPN. I used to always start my day and go to sleep as a kid with ESPN. I remember my wife, when she was my girlfriend, dating me, saying, "Why you always watch ESPN? You watch it on loop over and over again." I'm like, one day, this information is going to pay off. But now we're in this era of ESPN where the front man is Stephen A. Smith. And as I root for every black man in the industry, I root for him. But he does things that absolutely irk me, and I want him to be better. And this is New York, and somebody will relay the message to him as he's actually in Sunrise, Florida right now on behalf of ESPN, who broadcast the game, right? They put Stephen A., the face of ESPN right now, $90 million man. They put him down there to see this. And his remarks earlier today, I'm not going to play, but I told you in my open that he basically got on talking about only in America, Shannon. We're going to do that hockey with P.K. Subban as well. We got three black guys talking about hockey. Like, that's forbidden. I'm like, where's Kevin Weeks? Like, put Kevin Weeks and P.K. Subban on. Stephen A. doesn't deserve to get to talk about the NHL. And then he used this line, which it bothers me because he's used it for a decade. And he hasn't even finished the line. Today, Dwayne from Union actually tied it back to WFAN and a caller on WFAN to our very own Joe Beningo. So let's play the call where the line that Stephen A. Smith always uses came from.
I hear you speaking on a lot of hockey issues, too. You know what I'm saying? I don't like hockey. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's your prerogative.
You know, because in hockey, like the only thing black is the puck, and they be smacking that around, man. What's up with that?
So that was a prank call in the Joe Beningo's show in the early 90s. Stephen A. doesn't even continue the line. He always says, all I know about hockey is that the puck is black. Well, Stephen A., finish the line. And you don't have to give credit to WFAN, I just did. But finish the line and say you don't like hockey because they're smacking the only black thing on the ice around. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.